Well, Washington lawmakers introduced a bill today that they hope could prevent a mass shooting. It would raise the age requirements to buy military-style weapons from 18 to 21. It would also enhance background checks for purchases. State Senator Kevin Ranker is a co-sponsor of the bill, and he told me why he supports it.
I think it is far past time that we as leaders here in Washington State actually lead and get out in front and do what I believe a supermajority of Washingtonians want us to do, which is make sure our children are safe, that our communities are safe. And that has to mean responsible gun legislation here in Washington State. It is far past time that we take these sorts of actions.
Now, specifically, why do you believe raising the purchase age of these guns to 21 is going to save lives?
We have seen time and time again in these horrific shootings around the nation and frankly around the globe that often it's younger people who maybe are unstable who are acquiring these weapons and causing just incredible harm. And so what we know is that in raising the age, that is one way to deter, to stop this violence from happening. What I will say is it is shocking to me that someone at the age of 18 cannot purchase a handgun, yet they can go in and it is easier for them to purchase an assault rifle that can kill dozens of people in seconds than it is to purchase a handgun. We have some serious flaws in our current legislation and laws regarding guns, and we need to get out in front of this.
Senator, there may be plenty of people who would agree with you that the age to own these types of weapons should be raised to the age of 21. But they are concerned that we may be on a slippery slope of a kind where step by step, the rights that people have to access weapons and to bear arms as guaranteed under the Second Amendment is being eroded. How would you answer them?
I don't believe our forefathers ever meant for people to have access to military-style weapons. And I am all for people being able to possess arms. I'm totally supportive of people to go out hunting. For the most part, people do not hunt with an AK-47 or an AR-15. So the folks making the constitutional argument, I understand their concerns. This is not about taking away all of your guns. What this is about is making sure that we have safe schools, safe communities, and that people don't have access to, the wrong people don't have access to military-grade weapons.
What have you been hearing from your constituents on this issue?
My constituents are frankly horrified, particularly parents and grandparents. When a parent is worried about their elementary school child going to school, when they question whether or not their school is safe, when our children are having to go through active shooter training, there is a problem. And then the worst part right now is that it's starting to become the norm. You know, when Columbine happened, our entire country held its breath for weeks and didn't even know how to respond. And then the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one. And now a day passes, we all put on social media that our hearts and prayers are with the family, and then we move on. And that is really scary. It is scary that we are becoming desensitized to this sort of incredible violence. We should all wake up and pay attention to what's going on and what a serious, serious impact it's having on our society.
Democrat Kevin Ranker. He represents Orcas Island in the Washington State Senate. We also talked with State Senator Tim Sheldon. He represents Mason County and takes a different view.
Well, first of all, you can serve in the military at the age of 18. You can vote at the age of 18. And I think, certainly in my district, many people are responsible firearm owners. They learned that growing up. They're not afraid of firearms and know how to handle them responsibly. So I think part of the answer is not these bills that are infringing on the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America, but more emphasis on school security and responses by law enforcement or responses inside the building.
Sheldon also told me what he's been hearing from his constituents.
I'm hearing more from people who feel that this is a slippery slope for confiscation. And really something that to be very concerned about. You can't just take a look at the Second Amendment and say, I don't like it, and I'm going to attack it. You need a constitutional amendment and a change in the United States Constitution to implement some of these things.
Democrat Tim Sheldon, who represents Mason County in the state Senate. The Senate bill introduced today faces a tight deadline. Lawmakers have until next Thursday to pass bills before the end of the legislative session.